You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Operatic and epic. Mercury Rev and The Dark is Rising, opening up volume 36 of Sound and Nick's Vision. How are you, Nick Elliott?
I'm very well, thanks, Alex. It's lovely to see you again, my friend.
And for once, we can start the show with any without any double entendres and so on, because the girls haven't arrived. Oh, they're coming now, I see. They're arriving.
It's just us two. It's
exactly. So I see
the darkened room.
They're knocking at the door. Soon we'll be joined by Sue Roy. Soon we'll be joined by producer Kath and others. Can only be Sue Rice joining us on Sound and Nick's Vision, the sister show to Sound and Country Vision. I know, Tessa, we wanted to promote you in the last show. They wouldn't let me. There's so much to fit in. Anyway, Sound and Nick's Vision continues into Volume 36, as we said, and we're into the third piece of music already. And I wonder, Sue, have you ever heard of Paul Weller?
Yes.
Would you class him as a mod?
Yes.
Would you class him as a style councilette, Nick?
I didn't like the Style Council.
Really?
Not at all. This stuff is far better, his solo stuff.
So you've gone for solo, and would you like to explain what we're about to hear in a few seconds from now?
Stanley Road, from the album Stanley Road.
So why?
Nick Elliott Info, Nick Elliott Press Office, of course, on Facebook. Just two of the ways in which you can access the life and times of our presenter today. That is Nick Elliott. In case you wonder, it's E-L-L-I-O-T-T. People sometimes get confused, Nick.
They leave a T off.
Exactly. And it's not Nick without a double T. It's T-T Nick Elliott. Anyway, onwards and upwards to a question for Sue. Well, she did very well, obviously, with the poor weather.
Question for Sue.
Question
for Sue. Is it Greece in at all?
No, no. It's about Jarvis.
So Jarvis Cocker.
Where was he born?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord, you see, these are the kind of classical lines that we...
Is he not northeast?
No.
Oh, no, no, he's a Steel City.
Exactly.
He's Steel City, isn't
he's
he?
From Sheffield.
They're all
well,
from
of course,
Sheffield.
He was, well, Philip Oakey Sheffield, is, certainly, and Heaven 17 were, but other than that.
No, I meant all pulp.
Of course, yes. The band, of course, being Pulp. The title of the tune we're about to hear being?
Misshapes.
Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. Raised on a diet of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you. And we don't do the things you do. But we live around here too, oh really. Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. We like to go to town, but we can't risk it all. Cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth. just for standing out now, really. Brothers, sisters, can't you see the future's owned by you and me? There won't be fighting in the streets. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. We're making a move, we're making it now. We're coming out of the sidelines. Just put your hands up, it's a
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs sore.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
Okay. I'm the one who took you for granted. I've made my mistakes. Wake up, let's not break up. You said that I would never let you feel
And from the Department of Folk I Have Worked With, and They Are Okay, Nick, you've got a thing to say about Mick Hucknall, who we've just been listening to singing Thrill Me from Simply Red.
And he's a very nice man. And very appreciative of people in the media trying to do their job.
What's the worst experience you've ever had, Nick? Don't mention the names, but worst experience where as a photographer you've been trying to work with somebody, an artist, and effectively they or their publicist has actually just been a nightmare to work with?
To be honest, I haven't had that many, really. Because
there must be one where you sort of thought, never again.
Yeah. There may be. One or two where you think, really? Dear me. In the middle, though. Alex,
was it attitude?
The
people who say, I'm sorry, you've only got 2 minutes to do this shoot. Are you not ready for that?
Unless they're American. The Americans are always very helpful. Very accommodated.
Customer service.
Love the Americans.
Well, there we have it, you see. Building that special relationship even further. Now, is it Johnny Marr on guitar? Johnny Marr on guitar?
Yeah.
Or is it simply a case of the joy that is Morrissey? And his way of actually just encapsulating the general teed-off-with-the-world attitude that sometimes we see from this
He's always quite maudlin.
Do you think he's a troubled man?
He liked Oscar Wilde. He also liked to put daffodils in his back pocket. And no, that is not a euphemism.
Were they daffodils?
Don't go there, Nick. Please.
Secrets and here is mine, so let it be known. For we have been through hell and high tide. I think I can rely on you. And yet you start to recoil. Heavy words are so lightly thrown. But still I leap in front of a flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make? So what difference does it make? But now you make me feel so ashamed because I've only got two hands. But I'm still fond of you. Oh. So what difference does it make?
culturally addressing a whole new era of British life, in many ways quintessential Manchester when it's raining, the Smiths, what difference does it make? It's volume 36 of Sound and Nick's Vision, and if you're wondering what happened to the other 35 volumes, worry not, you can go to southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, go to the left-hand side, go to Sound and Nick's Vision, you can find them all there, or even simpler, Nick, how can they find those previous shows on your own websites?
They can just go to deepredradio.uk. And they're all on there?
That's exactly so. Deep Red Radio.
Deep Red Radio.
Not to be confused with Deep Throat, which is a different line entirely, but we need to make it quite clear at this
stage.
Well,
we were talking about that earlier, wasn't we?
Exactly, we were.
What you got up to over Christmas.
We thought, let's move to a squeeze, okay? That's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Let's not be tempted. Let's go with Glenn Tilbrook and, of course...
Chris Difford.
Thank you. Tempted? No. Squeeze. Again, I think a tune we have featured in times past. He certainly featured Squeeze before, so...
The band,
you
not
feel
the
ashamed
track, I don't
of,
think so.
Really?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
You can consult the charts and the oracles to see where the I Ching...
You can't have too much Squeeze, anyway.
I often acknowledge the fact that in preparing for Sound and Next Vision before the tracks are manifested by producer Kat, you undergo at least 3 days of detox and go through a whole new system in which, I believe, Nick, you go stripped to the waist and sit cross-legged on some Norwich mound.
Usually naked.
And that's the kind of
with
image...
With a finger of fudge.
Let's just not go there, please. Because Tom Jones would be shocked. And as a Welsh man... Tom Jones, sorry. We obviously know where he's coming from with the Stereophonics. What are we about to listen to now, collectively speaking, with Tom Jones and the Stereophonics?
Mama told me not to go.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
there ain't no way to have fun.
Open up the window, let some air to this room. I think mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to have fun, son. That ain't no way to have fun, son, son, son.
And someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me
she said that ain't no way to have fun.
Anything remotely amusing about that. Don't know why Tom was laughing at all. Never mind, it's the Happy Happy Show, which is Sound and Next Vision, Volume 36. Not implying, of course, that Volume 37 is going to be a bundle of misery. But clearly...
It could be.
It could be, if we wanted to be.
We could just build misery into the planet.
The other 35 haven't been. They have been little pots of fun.
Oh, good God, they're gems.
Little
gems
audio pots of fun.
Yeah.
That can actually be explored when you're feeling a little bit low.
Mm.
And you want to clean the windows because you've been breathing too heavily and so they've got steamy.
After a finger of fudge.
Why Tina Turner, Nick? Because an unusual choice for yourself. I mean, Tina Turner also, I think, post Heaven 17 collaboration, Private Dancer and such like, and obviously post Ike and the whole notion of River Deep, Mountain High.
I just totally love this album, the album that it's from. Mm-hmm. And really, I revisited this track. I saw the video a couple of months back and thought, Oh, God, yeah. I had a chance to shoot Tina Turner, actually, at one point. I didn't do it.
Photographically speaking, obviously.
Indeed, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
implying in any way, shape, or
form. Oh, good God, no.
Nick,
no,
that
I love
you are indeed employed by the mafia and that actually you'll take a contract
not
out
at all.
If somebody pays.
No,
it's all
purely
right.
creative term.
That's quite clear, because we don't do that, clearly.
No, no, no. Murder is not
It's not an
list.
Option.
No.
Exactly.
No, no, no.
The fact that many of our artists have actually passed away and have gone beyond the whole system, nothing to do with this show whatsoever.
None at all.
But if you are actually put on Volume 37's playlist for Saturday Next Vision, maybe you should just be a bit afraid. Check the life insurance. That's what, just check the life insurance.
Just in case.
Anyway, what is your thought, Sue Royce, when it comes to wearing Tina Turner wigs? Because they were very popular at one stage. Has Dylan ever performed with a Tina Turner wig on?
Well, you know, I'm not a kiss-and-tell girl, so I couldn't possibly comment, but I feel that Tina probably rocks the look better than anybody else
I think so.
Does.
And the legs, of course.
Yes.
The legs... And the sort of...
Are you trying to say that at the Roy's household, Saturday nights could be beefed up?
I'm not a kiss-and-tell girl, so I couldn't possibly comment.
It's whether or not they've actually got the pigeons in or not.
Do you think?
Hmm. Nice not only has Nick Elliott Press Office, but also Sue Royce Ma has actually liked my comment. I rarely make comments on social media, but I did in this instance because I just thought it was begging to actually sort of be raised.
I had to think for a minute there what you were doing after my name. But
what was I doing?
You were going, Ma, is it M-A?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's... There we are. Oh, she's so clever. It's all right. It's not a revelation. Mummy! It's okay. Suddenly the panic sort of is out there. Let us move on to a whole new world. And that new world after Tina Turner involves Velvet, Sue.
Velvet?
I suspect you're not familiar with Velvet Revolver.
Phew, I thought you were going to say tipping off.
Oh, please, honestly. If you want to go into Victorian lesbian novels, go for another show, all right? Just take another show. Nothing wrong, obviously, with the LBG.
Sure you were going to take it.
With any of the sort of Sarah... I was going to say Sixsmith, not, but I've even forgotten the name of the author, actually, which is fine, sir. It's great, but it's not really fitting to sound in Nick's vision, okay? And I'm not, I mean, obviously, I'm sorry, I'm speaking on your behalf, Nick. You might want to change the entire philosophy, but I believe, you know, we are a lifestyle friendly show, no matter what your particular orientation is.
Oh, goodness.
Absolutely.
But we're not going to go into euphemisms such as tipping velvet. But we are going to go into Velvet Revolver as opposed to Blue Velvet. And why are we doing this, Nick?
Just play the track, I think.
Is that so?
Yeah.
So should I not sort of come in with a bit of an emotional thing here?
And no, when it's just rock and roll, man. Just rock and roll.
You got no right.
I fell through the eyes. She won't be coming back again. It never rains to lie. She said you never have no rights. We'll be right back.
I broke through the ice. She won't be coming back again. It's been a year and a night. And if I fall apart on the outside,
you really don't believe me.
And if I take it to the grave, and if I fall apart on the outside, you would have barely seen me free. And if I fall apart on the outside, and if I fall apart on the outside, and if I fall apart on the outside, and if I fall apart on the outside.
English years this programme's been going. We'll get it right one of these days. 36 months and 36 volumes of Sound and Nick's Vision. But the key question today with respect to Sue Rice, Nick's, I suppose, affectionate sidekick in many ways is how you refer to Sue.
I'd agree with that, yeah, definitely.
That's nice.
She's a must. Yeah. I mean, she's as vital as a microphone.
I mean, in the past, there have been Chloe Bakers. Who can remember Chloe Baker?
Oh, nobody.
Please. Ben Lewis, who may return, of course.
Top man, Ben.
Tessa Snart, who
Top
actually
man.
Loved it so much she set up her own Sound and Country Vision show as well. I love Tessa. And even more delightful things coming through. But which one, Nick, is going to get your selection out of the top 10 before we go into number 11, which is Lynyrd Skynyrd? Is it going to be Mercury Rev, Men at Work, Paul Weller, Pulp, Simply Red, The Smiths, Squeeze, Stereophonics, Tina Turner, or Velvet Revolver? Who wins that awesome accolade of being Sue's choice for? That was my favourite song on the band programme this week.
Madly, I think Velvet Revolver, because I've never heard that one before, and actually I really liked it.
Good band. Mm. Great album.
You've got no right, wrong. You've got every right to listen into Sound and Nick's Vision. How can people contact you, Nick, if they want to actually say, I thought that show was rubbish, or the best thing I've ever worked with, or the only thing that was worth listening to?
Well, they can find out lots about me if they go to Nick Elliott Press Office, which is nickelliott.info.
Can they write to you? Will you answer your own emails, or do you need somebody to do
it for
you?
Yeah, you can direct message me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the full Monty. I'm everywhere.
There we are, like some kind of ubiquitous, wonderful, exotic bug.
Indeed.
Wonderful. But not Australian flu, because that'll kill you. That's it. Thanks to producer Kat. Always like to thank producers.
Thanks.
Usually every 3 or 4 months, really, because
big thanks
things
to
goes
cat.
By and
big
we don't know where we're
cat.
Going. But that was almost like a Fuzz Aldrin moment for another sort of show there, which we can be fairly safe in the assumption that Phil Leonis will probably never listen to this, so it's, he doesn't. Sorry, so he is. Too busy directing movies and things. Who knows? Sometime in March, Phil Leonis might be in Britain. You might actually.
That'd be
that's
nice.
Exciting.
I'd dearly like to hook up with Phil.
Well, you see,
he's bringing Fuzz Aldrin.
He's a top man.
No, because there are quarantine regulations, Sue. Oh. You just ship in animals from the States. But he might be bringing in from Australia Dean Hagland. Anyway, that's for another time and another fun experience. We're going out with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Red, White and Blue, live. They introduce it themselves, really, in a kind of wonderful, martial, militaristic way. So all we have to do at this particular moment is to wrap up Volume 36 of Sound and Nick's Vision before we head into another amazingly awesome Thursday programme on Siren Radio, which might be The Rock Train. Mm. It might be Alan Folk Music Man, not Stennett, but Alan Ritson. There we are. See, proving that the script is always here with Siren Radio, reading it through. Or it might indeed be Paul Tyler or something completely different doing magical things. It'll be great news on Siren, whatever it happens to be. Those three final words, not Red, White and Blue, because that would be four final words, but our three final words are...
Keep music live!
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen.
classic LA friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man. Some waitress bustin' ass or some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white. My neck's always been red. My collar's still blue. We've always been here. Just trying to sing the truth to you. Guess you could say we've always been red, white, and drinking domestic brews. If you want to know where I've been, just look at my hand. Yeah, I dribbled out of White House, spent some time in jail. Mama cried, but she still wouldn't pay my bail. I ain't been no angel, but even God, he understands. That's right. My hair's turning white. My neck's always taxes and gave our lives to serve this great country. So what are they complaining about? Yeah, we love our families, we love our kids. You know it's love that makes us all so rich. That's where we're at. If they don't like it, they can just get the hell out. Yeah. My hair's turning white. My neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth.